When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The voice of Husker Nation is on the air. This is Hail Varsity Radio. Insight, opinion, expertise, along with the biggest names talking Nebraska sports. Join in with the show at 402-489-1240 or 1-800-825-5865. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Schmidt and Elijah Herbel.
Back with you, it's Hour 2, it's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark. We welcome in a standout Husker, All-Big Ten performer. You see him on BTN, and you'll catch him at the Herd at Sports Bar and Grill Friday with Amir Abdullah, Nate Gary, Kenny Bell, back with us on the show. Kenny, thanks for a few minutes, man. How we doing?
Oh, very, very good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well,
how you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to hear your voice again, and excited to have you guys being a part of Team Jack and the event to raise money for pediatric cancer research. And you know, Kenny, a lot going on this weekend. You know it well, and the spring game brings so many Nebraskans together. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts to start out. We'll talk about the event, 5:30 in La Vista, coming up in a minute. But how juiced are you, man? How excited are you for this spring and what may unfold here, what you get to see Saturday?
Yeah, as always, I try and hold off my excitement until usually this week or the weeks leading up to it. But I'm in full Kool-Aid drinking mode, so I'm very excited for what Coach Rule and the staff and all the guys have in store. I think they've been working hard. I think, you know, the news has been a little bit quieter, and mm-hmm. I think that's good. That's good news. You know, they're not in the headlines every other day with something crazy happening. So I think their heads have been down. They've been working hard, and I'm really excited to see the product that that they put forth this year.
Kenny, I'm curious to get the opinion of a guy who spent a lot of his life catching passes. What's your take on Dylan Riley, the little bits you've seen from him, just being on the other side of it, being a guy who received so many passes in your life?
Right.
What is your take on Dylan Riley?
Yeah, it's one thing with the arm talent. There's always been a lot of guys that can throw it well, but how he's handling the media attention and all the, you know, the spotlight and how he's handling that, that's what I'm more impressed with. So I think a kid with that kind of talent, that'll come on the field eventually, that it always does. How you handle the day-to-day with the media and with all the meetings and everything that he's got going on, how fast he adapts to that lifestyle will say a lot to how fast he can adapt come the fall.
Quickly here, you said there's a lot of guys that have had a lot of arm talent. Who's the guy in your life that had the most arm talent of anyone you've ever seen or anyone you've ever played with?
Jameis Winston, without a doubt.
Kenny Bell's with us on Hail Varsity Radio, and I want to go to that wide receiver room here real quick, the guys who will be probably be spending a lot of time with Dylan Riola this season. But a name we keep talking about, Jalen Lloyd from last year, had a couple of big-time explosive plays. Expecting more of that from him, what do you expect to jump from first to second year, and what was your experience from your freshman to sophomore year?
I think the biggest difference will be the game will start to slow down for them in that room particularly. They're going to come into a role now where they're going to be expected to make plays for a young quarterback. It's not, the ball's not going to be perfect every time, and the read's not going to be perfect every time, and it shouldn't be expected out of that room for it to be like that. So those guys have to be confident in their assignment, right? Getting lined up and being in the right place so the young man doesn't have to make those decisions. They can be in those or be in those positions for him and then make plays and make him look good. That's what wide receivers, with a young, unexperienced quarterback, that's what good wide receivers will be looking to do this season.
Kenny Bell's with us here, Hail Varsity Radio, Herd at Sports Bar and Grill, where you can see Kenny, Amir Abdullah, Nate Gary, Team Jack event, a panel going on Friday at 5:30 in La Vista. Get your reservations now. Food and drink proceeds go to benefit Team Jack and the foundation. And Kenny, we were talking to start the show off, question out there about Nebraska changing their late game DNA. What gave you and your team's confidence in those late game moments? You guys had a lot of close wins during your time at Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it was the preparation that went into the season that these guys are doing right now, right? We believed that when it came down to it, when it was the third and fourth quarter, we didn't believe that those guys worked as hard as we did at 5 in the morning in May and in June. And that's when not only those kind of gritty times of the game come down to it, but that's where it comes down to W's and losses. That's where you develop a culture within your program of winning, right? That this is going to be brutal on all of us, but if we can come together, we'll find a way through it, and that's how you win football games in the fall.
Kenny, a thought from you as we turn our attention to Friday night. What does this Team Jack mean to you and your mates?
Oh, man, to Team Jack and not only the foundation but the Hoffman family mean the world to myself, my family, and my teammates. I was very fortunate during my Nebraska tenure to spend that time with Rex and the Hoffman family. And we look forward to any event that we can do every single year, whether it's the gala or it's the golf tournament or this week with the spring game and the Herdat restaurant. Anytime that we can try to give back to the foundation and the families, we jump at that opportunity because the foundation and those families have provided such special experiences for not only myself, but I mean, a number of guys that are from my era of Huskers.
Kenny, we've seen this under Matt Rhule as well, guys getting back out into the community, outreach, trying to get connected with the community. It's a thing that you and your teammates did really well under Bo Pelini as well, that community outreach and getting out there. And I want to get your thoughts. What has outreach and the Team Jack Foundation brought to you? How has it changed your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a reflection of the head man, right? I think we did it so much because Bo understood what Nebraskans meant to the University of Nebraska. And I think Coach Rhule understands that because when you get out in the community and you realize that you're a part of something that's much, much bigger than yourself, it humbles you in a way that makes you more open to being a part of something that is not all about you, you know, if that makes sense. When you get out and you see the kids that you have an influence on and the people that cheer you on, you start to realize, you know, they're not necessarily cheering me specifically on, they're cheering us on. And when you start to understand that, that's when it becomes pretty special, and that's when you can, you know, develop a winning football culture.
Kenny, is there a specific moment that you remember that kind of reminded you or told you that, hey, this is bigger than just the 11 guys on either side of the ball? Was it, you know, running into that full stadium? Was it Jack running it in for the touchdown during the spring game? What was that moment for you saying, hey, this is a massive deal and it's bigger than just football?
I think there's a lot of aha moments like that for me. But I think the number one was I took my official visit in 2009. We were playing K-State at home. And I was there with, like, Levante David, and we were all there on an official visit. And I realized just by walking into the stadium as a recruit how much more Nebraska football meant to not only the people but the organization but everyone, how much more it meant to everyone involved than anywhere I had visited. So that was kind of leaving the campus that night. I knew I wanted to go to Nebraska.
Kenny, it is NFL draft week. You let in with Levante and a great – article at ESPN from Jason Light about he is the prototype, man. Anyone you draft, you hope it's Levante David, not only from a talent standpoint, but a character standpoint. And Levante's still going strong a decade plus in. Where were you at for the draft? I know you spent some time in the league, and a number of your teammates got to the league. And right now, Nebraska's trying to get back to those numbers, getting back into the NFL when it comes to this weekend. And how was your NFL draft experience? Were you with family, with buddies? How'd it go?
Yeah, it went well. I was drafted in the fifth round down to Tampa Bay. I was just back home in Boulder with family and friends. It was a fun day. But a lot of people don't realize the celebration is fun. But, I mean, you fly out the next day and you go straight to work. So it's not like you get to – you don't – spend a week hanging out and celebrating. You you celebrate, you watch, and then you pack your bags and you get on a plane and you go to work. So draft experience was incredible. But I can't lie when I say I don't miss the days of NFL training camp. I'm glad those are behind me.
Yeah, the word is from pros we've talked to, you earn your money during camp, and is it as brutal as advertised?
I would say more so, yeah.
Jeez.
Training camp in the NFL is like not very many people experience that kind of environment or culture. It's very competitive, and, I mean, you can get fired every single day that you go to work, so you got to show up ready.
Can you replicate an experience like that in college? We've heard about Matt Rhule's physical practices and how Matt Rhule likes to create tough players through tough practices, if you will. Can you even replicate the pressure and the physicality of an NFL training camp in college, or is that just impossible?
If I'm being honest, I can't speak on that right now because I don't have the experience with I haven't been around a college practice in the day-to-day for 10 years now. Sure. I could tell you that when I was in school, no one was making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So there was definitely a bit more incentive to making it, if that made sense. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we had a coaching staff that made sure we were prepared for the NFL by coaching us like we were in the NFL. And I don't know if that exists now in college football, just because kids can enter the transfer portal, right? If you don't like a situation, you can leave. That's not like that in the NFL either. So the college coaches, man, are fighting an incredibly tough battle right now. Not that I feel bad for them. It comes with the territory, but that's a tough fight right now. So it's so different, and the kids, or not, I don't want to call them kids, the players are at such different levels that I'm not sure you can replicate that at this point in time in college football.
Well, when it comes to being prepared for the NFL through college, and we talked to former Husker Jay Moore yesterday, and he said that when he got to Nebraska, he was not an NFL player, but when he left, he was. So when it comes to that coaching staff developing you, not only physically but mentally, to be an NFL player, is that just based off of style? Is that based off of attitude, how they treat you? What goes into that?
I think it's a combination of all the things. It's all-encompassing, right? You have to realize that you are a student, one, but you are a professional football player. That's your job. That's your commitment. And the sooner you realize that, the better. But it's going to be very difficult with the changing times in college football to kind of hammer that home. I'm interested to see how it plays out in the NFL. I'm very interested. It's going to make it an interesting case study, to say the least.
Kenny Bell's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. He is at the Herd At Sports Bar and Grill Friday, 5:30 in La Vista. Nate Gary, Amir Abdullah, the Team Jack event. Get your reservations with Herd At Sports, and proceeds go to Team Jack. And Kenny and his mates are so gracious to be a part of it, and going to be up there in La Vista at the Herd At Sports Bar and Grill. So get your reservations now. Kenny, we were talking pure joy moments in sports. Elijah was at the Denver Lakers game last night, saw the game winner.
Oh.
We have a lot of folks and friends in the stream as they are saying some of their pure joy moments were seeing your return against Penn State. That overtime snow globe ball game.
Or how about the block against Wisconsin?
Well, I was going there too. The time you murdered somebody in Indy. Those are a couple that have been brought up. Husker fans chiming in. What's your pure joy moment, either as a player or as a sports fan?
I'll give you a couple here because you guys just took me right down memory lane. Number one, obviously, is Jack's run.
Yeah.
As a fan and as a player, that was the most unique and special moment I ever experienced in my career, and I'm forever grateful to the Nebraska staff, administration, players, and obviously the Hoffman family, and then obviously all of the Nebraska fans that cheered that on. That was incredible. Jack won an SB for it, and everything that has ensued from that, I could not be more grateful for. So that's probably obviously number one. Shout out to everyone that said the Penn State kickoff, because that personally for me is my favorite play in my Husker career. That was a big one, and I was young, and that kind of shook the cobwebs of being young and inexperienced on the team and moved me into more of a veteran role, and I was very, very, very happy about that one. As a fan, by far the best moment is the Nuggets winning the championship last year, obviously, and then the year before that, the Avalanche winning, flying down to Tampa Bay and watching the Avs hoist the cup in the city that I was drafted by was awesome. literally living in the glory days of Colorado sports right now, and I am loving every minute of it and very, very thankful for it.
Tell you what, Kenny, you should have been there for that game winner last night. That was something.
I know. I wish you wouldn't have. I wish you wouldn't have said that. That was a dagger. I posted it on my Instagram with Jamal shooting over AD this morning. If there's a game five, I'll definitely be there on Monday.
You get a chance to draft one former or former teammate or former Husker for the upcoming Team Jack golf outing this summer. Before we say goodbye, who is it?
Ooh. Everyone actually tag him because I'm trying to get him to come to the tournament. So if you guys could tag Eric Crouch for me, get after him, let him know we want him at the Team Jack golf tournament. We'd love to have him out, and I need some revenge because he beat me up all over Benson Golf Course last time we played. He took me out there and whooped me all over the course. So I need a rematch, and we need to get him out for the foundation and for some golf this summer.
So Kenny's saying payback. I mean, come on out for a friendly round
of golf.
For a great cause. Amazing cause.
Exactly.
Get out to La Vista Friday night, 5:30, Herdat Sports Bar and Grill. Team Jack event with Kenny Bell with us here on Hail Varsity. Amir Abdullah, Nate Gary, 5:30 start time. Get your reservations. Proceeds go to Team Jack. Kenny, you take care. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Go Big Red.